Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
On to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Repair of the Breach, Zach Daniel, here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And we are glad you tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on with the Pagan Calendar State every Sunday evening between 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, Texas time. And we just tonight go a little over some review of some issues. Last week at this time with the Pagan Calendar State, Sunday night to Monday night was the day of the new moon. And a week ago about this time, the sixth new full moon rose, thereby establishing that the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath, will be with the pagan calendar states translate from Sunday night to Wednesday night. So as we speak to you right now, we are in the first Shabbat or first Sabbath of the sixth moon. It's the eighth day of the sixth moon, the first seventh day of the week. Because the Sabbath, if you follow this broadcast in any length, is always on the eighth day of the moon, 15th of the moon, 22nd, 29th of the moon. And so when the new full moon rose last week at this time, it was the first day of the moon. It wasn't any day of the week, because the day of the new moon is never any day of the week. It's never any of the six working days of the week, and it's never the seventh day of the week, Sabbath, because it's a day unto itself. It's never in the weekly time frame at all. Ezekiel 46, 1 through 6 gives you that reference point. But if you study this out in Scripture, you'll find it's conclusive proof that the Sabbath is never perpetually Friday, Saturday. Perpetually Friday, Saturday, never. Not a once in history was it ever a perpetual seven-day cycle. We'll touch on that after the break here on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel. Repair the Breach. Be right back. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey, Mr. Seeker, hold on to this advice. If you can see, can you advise?
Breach Broadcast. And I'm Zach Daniel for The Breach Broadcast on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we just, again, had the sixth full new moon rise a week ago today, hence the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath. Well, the first weekly Sabbath is commencing as we speak, actually the last half hour, 20 minutes or so. This weekly Sabbath has occurred on the West Coast, as well as it's been occurring in the Central Standard Time Zone, Mountain Time Zone, the last hour, 2 hours in the East Coast. Now, people say, well, what's the big significance? When does a day begin, Zach? Somebody asked me that not too long ago. Well, a day don't begin at midnight, as we've been taught in the public school system. A day begins when a new day begins when the sun goes down, and then there's that period called twilight where you see a change in nature, and then when the stars come out, that's when the day officially starts all over again. You can read that in the book of Nehemiah. When the day break comes, when the stars come out, that's when the day actually begins. It doesn't start at midnight where it's a day to it's in the dead of nothing. There's no evidence in nature from 11:59 p.m. to 12 a.m. or 12:01 a.m. There's nothing significantly changing or occurring at that time. So that's not when a day begins in Scripture. That's pagan time. But true time, scriptural time, would be when you see something in nature take place evidently before your eyes. And so when you find the first day of the month correctly, when you know it's the full new moon, not a sliver, not a dark moon, you'll be in step with Yahweh's feast, his festivals, found in Leviticus 23. Now, again, for the New Testament, or New Covenant believers out there, I believe in the New Covenant, but you can't have a New Covenant without the First Covenant, a renewed covenant. The Brit Kadashah is from Matthew to Revelation, those books. And when you realize that the first covenant from Genesis to Malachi, the foundation was laid. And everything that we see in the new covenant is based in and on that first covenant, not the Old Testament, even though it's commonly mostly referred to as such. But again, that's kind of an erroneous label because there's nothing old about it, and it's not a testament. A testament is a more of a selfish connotation, and it's a misnomer because a testament, when someone dies, they leave their last will and testament, and therefore you inherit something that you don't have to work to acquire. It just comes to you by inheritance. Well, the first covenant, not the Old Testament, there was a covenant between the Creator Yahweh and his people, and there was some responsibility for his people to follow and carry out certain guidelines that the Creator expected his people. It's like a marriage, you know. If you get married, you hope your spouse is going to be faithful to you. Well, that's the same way the Creator expects his people to be towards him. In other words, it's a two-way street. It's not a testament, it's a covenant. Okay? And so that's important to keep that in mind when you have a look, when you have lawless Christianity and lawless churchianity telling you that the law is done away with and there's nothing you can do to inherit salvation or eternal life. It's already been done for you. All you got to do is just believe. Well, believe is important, and I'm not minimizing that. That's critical. But true belief is actual obedience of your faith played out in your life. It's not easy believism where you just, okay, I accept what he did on the stake for my sins, and that's all I can, you know, hey, I'm going to sin anyhow, so I'll just go ahead and live it up. That's the wrong attitude and wrong spirit to project or even keep. That's not a married person's mindset, scripturally. When you're married to the Almighty Messiah, he expects a covenant relationship with you, whereas a two-way street. Yahweh says, if you obey me and keep my commandments, I'll bless you and keep you and preserve you and give you a long life on the earth. But if you disobey my covenant, which is the first covenant, as well as the renewed covenant, when he came in the flesh, died for our sins, the Almighty Messiah, as the Almighty, invisible, eternal spirit, he could not die in that state, he had to come in the flesh to lay down that flesh and blood of his own word, which became flesh, like John 1:14 states, so he could lay down his life and die for us. And that's the true love story. He didn't send somebody else to die for us. Because we couldn't keep the new moon or the weekly Sabbath or the feasts unless we had a love for our Creator, our husband, which is the Messiah, Yahweh, the Father in the flesh, as the Savior, as the Shua, as the Savior. That's the Hebrew word for salvation, is Yeshua. Hebrew word for Savior is Shua. And so he is our Yahweh, Shua, just like he's our Yahweh, Yahweh, our Yahweh, Rapha, our Yahweh, Nisi, our Yahweh, Atiskadu, which is Yahweh, our righteousness. And the Messiah's name never changed because the Almighty, when he came in the flesh, never could change, Malachi 3:6, and he said not to worship any other, so that's another reason why he didn't send somebody else. Though some of the translations will give you an idea, a faulty picture, if you will, that it's somebody else that came and saved us. But in reality, Yahweh says, I alone am your Savior, I know not any other. And there is none beside me, I know not any other. Isaiah 43:10, Isaiah 41, and Zechariah says in the last days, in 12:10 and 14:9, it says in Zechariah that in that day, speaking of the last days, there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one, or the only name. And so you couldn't worship two names because then you'd have an idolatrous problem. You'd have a twinity when really there's no duality or a trinity. That's tritheism. Yahweh rejects that. He says, I am one. When you see me, you've seen the Father. That's what the Messiah says. Because the Father is the invisible aspect of himself, the invisible spirit. That's the Father. And so when he came in the flesh visibly, that was known as the Messiah, the Savior. It doesn't mean it's another person. Just like he made you in his image, there's not two or three of you. You didn't send somebody else, you know, to do your personal responsibility and liabilities. You are responsible and liable for your own actions. The Almighty created us, and he knew we would fall into sin. He gave us the choice that we could choose to serve him like Joshua said, you know, as for me and my house, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. So you have a choice. Yahweh gave us a choice, and he knew man would fall into sin or transgression of his commandments, his Torah, his judgment, testimonies, and he knew ahead of time man would do that. Many would say, well, why did he allow that? Why didn't he just make us robotic and so that we wouldn't fail? Well, then think about it. How would you feel being a robot? Now, there's no feeling involved. You see, you'd be a suspended animated. Animation would be suspended. You wouldn't have no feeling. You wouldn't have any real, tangible substance to you. You'd be robotic. Now, isn't that more loving when the Creator loved us enough to give us a free will and free choice than winding us up like toy robots, forcing us to serve him when he didn't do that? I mean, that's more loving kind. There's more loving kindness displayed by giving us the will to choose either good or evil. It's our choice. It's not something you're born with. You're born with choice, though, and you choose what lifestyle you lead. They're born with that. No, you choose what you do. I need to take full responsibility for our actions, full liability. That's why insurance, people say, you're preaching against insurance? Yeah, I'm preaching against insurance and saying you should replace it with assurance. A-S-S-U instead of I-N-S-U. Anyhow, you're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Zach Daniel with 2 K's, no S for Daniel. ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis. Finance by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Here on Repair the Breach broadcast here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And great work, as always, by my fine producer, Thomas, there in the Round Rock Studios. Trying to make us sound as good as we possibly can. We're trying to enhance our broadcasting quality or broadcast. We've got some equipment here we just purchased to enhance this quality of broadcast. So I apologize if it doesn't sound too good tonight. We'll work out the bugs here. Hopefully next week, and it'll sound like we're right there in Round Rock, sitting right next to Thomas and all the fine personnel there in Round Rock with John and Sandra Stadler, of course, doing a great job as always, keeping RBN on the cutting edge of bringing the greatest information on the planet. Well, anyhow, back to what we were saying before the break. We were speaking a little bit about taking personal responsibility and liability for our actions. A lot of people, you know, ask the question they've asked many times, you know, if the Almighty loved us, why did he allow us to fail? When Adam and Eve failed in the garden, why, if he loved us, why did he allow us to fail? Well, again, he didn't make us robotic. If he didn't give us the power to choose between good or evil, which he did, he allowed this to happen. But if there was no choice to do evil and everything was just programmed in us to do good all the time, then we would not have a choice to serve him on our own now, would we? So therefore, there's not true love displayed from his creation to the Creator. So by him allowing us to choose who we're going to serve, good or evil, Yahweh or the enemy, Satan, Hashatan, or Iblis, or however you want to call him, Satan or the devil. If there was no choice, in Isaiah, Yahweh said, I create the good and the evil. So if he's, we know he's perfect. We know there's no evil in him, in his character. But he created the opportunity when he says, I create the evil and the good. What he's saying is basically the opportunity, the choice. He created the choice, the opportunity to do good or to do evil. And it doesn't mean he's evil in any way. It just, he means he loves us enough to give us a free will. Aren't you glad you have a free will? Many of the masses, the majority of the masses have obviously made their choice to do evil. The majority. And so that, you know, Yahweh's not going to step in and force them to do good. They have a choice. You have a choice. I have a choice to do right or wrong. Now, it is in man, I believe, deep down in the crevice of their heart to do good, unless they have a seared conscience where their mind is just quote-unquote hell-bent to do evil. And they're out there, I'm sure, without a doubt. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But, nevertheless, Yahweh still loves them, even though they're hell-bent to do evil, as the saying goes. No matter how evil they are or want to be, Yahweh still loves them, and we should still strive to love them. Good, bad, ugly, evil, you know, rich, poor, so-called elite, you know, pauper, anything in between. Yahweh still loves everybody. He's no respecter of persons. And so we need to not hold any grudges. We do need to ask the Father to keep us bitter-free and keep our hearts sincere and open to him. And try to love all men and women, regardless of their background, their persuasion, or their way they're raised, or how they're raised to believe. I mean, Yahweh still loves them and cares for them, even if they don't believe in him, even if they reject his authority, even if they reject his sovereignty. Yahweh still cares and loves them, and he still, even though they deny him, he still regards them. He still regards them. He still considers them. And he knows them. He knows their ways. And just like he knows your ways and my ways. And Yah knows what we do. He knows what kind of person we really are, regardless of how much facade or veneer sometimes people in their humanity project a different face for different places and so forth. He always sees through that. He knows what's really in your heart and in your mind, and what's your motive, your intent. And it's very important to understand that he loved us enough to give us a free will, a free choice. And so those that say, well, why did he make all this, you know, allow all this mess in the world? Again, it has nothing to do with the Creator choosing that. Yahweh gave us the choice, man the choice, and man has the right by the Creator to do good or to do evil. And so, it's not in our ability as human. I don't like using the word human being. I'd prefer to say living being. Okay, because we move and have our being. The Book of Acts, the apostles stated, we move and live and have our being through the Almighty Messiah Yahweh, Mashiach of Nazareth. But the word human now, human being. Let's analyze that for a second, maybe after the break when we come back, delve into that a little bit about what the word human really means. It shock you, surprise you. Means heaped up dirt man in the 14th century Latin word humanus. And it means a lot more than that when we get back from the break here on Repair of the Breach. Broadcast, I'm Zach Daniel on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the website and do some patronage there. And after the Shabbat, may Yah bless. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back here on the Recover and Breach broadcast on the Public Broadcasting Network. Zach Daniel here. And before the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the word human. Our human being. And the word human, again, as we touched before the break, goes back to a 14th century Latin word meaning humanus, or pronounced phonetically humanus. And it means heaped up dirt man, because we were heaped up from dirt, made from the dust of the earth. That's why the Messiah could not have been a heaped up dirt man, because he wasn't from the dust. He came through Mary. She was a heaped up dirt woman, just like you and I are heaped up dirt men and women, because we come from the ground. He formed us from the ground. He was the potter. We were the clay. See, he took us from the clay earth, the clay red earth. And human also means, if you study the word human and look it up in Black's Law Dictionary, there's one definition for human, meaning hue, meaning like the color. You know, when you look at like a TV, there's like different colors, or a hue, H-U, like rays and color, hue. Man, or the color of man. That's what human means in one definition, the color of man. So if a person is described, I mean, the word person is a corporate term, which is kind of a bad term to describe a living being. That's why living being really is probably the best definition. You're a living soul. The scripture calls us that. Made in the image of the Almighty Yahweh. And so a living being is probably a better definition, but because a person is a corporate term. It's a corporation. It's an artificial being. So a person is an artificial being from Black's Law Dictionary. It's a corporate term. Now, the word human has another definition that's very, very shocking. It also means, the word human means monster. Now, monsters could not have any freedoms or liberties or rights, however you want to say it. So that's why if you describe, or people use the term human to describe themselves in a system, in the world system, then they basically, then the system views them as some creature that doesn't deserve any rights if they describe themselves with those terms. Now, unbeknownst to many, of course. Now, no one goes around saying, hey, I'm a human monster, or, you know, it's just kind of ill-advised or just ignorance and so forth. No one would do that. But that's exactly, if you get some dictionaries, you'd be surprised. That's what human means, color of man, or not a man, or a woman. Okay, it's a color, like the color of law. It's not real law, it's just under the force or guise or the appearance, when in reality it isn't. The color of law, the color of man. Okay, those are just terms. But when you look at how the Father, Yahweh, describes his people, we're living souls, living beings. We move and live and have our being in the Messiah, Yahweh. We don't have any being outside of him. We can't. He is the only one supreme being. There's only one supreme being, and he created many living beings made in his image after his likeness. In fact, in one place in Yochanan or John 10, he called us mighty ones. In fact, Kepha called us, which is maybe calling Peter, but his real name actually is Kepha, K-E-P-H-A. Kepha calls us that we're sovereigns and priests, or kings and priests unto him. Of course, we're sovereign if we're free in him. We can't be sovereign unless we're free first in obedience to his law, his commandments, judgments, testimonies, and statutes. Many people claim to be sovereign or try to say that they're sovereign, and of course they have not let the Messiah Yahweh set them free. Now, how can you be sovereign if you haven't been set free by the King of Kings? How can you be a sovereign if you aren't under the sovereign of sovereigns? And that's the Almighty Messiah Yahweh. Because remember, he's the King of Kings. And so instead of saying king, is really king is a sovereign. And he is the King, capital K, of kings, small k, I-N-G-S. So Yahweh the Messiah of Nazareth is the capital K-I-N-G-S. Of small K-I-N-G-S, or capital, he's the sovereign of sovereigns. He's a capital S of sovereigns, small s. He's a sovereign of sovereigns. But you can't be sovereign without first being set free. How can you be a sovereign without subjects if you're first not submitted and subjected to the Creator? Because no man's an island to himself, and you can't. You can't. No man dieth to himself. No man liveth to himself, like Shaul says in Corinthians. No man lives to himself. No man dies to himself. You cannot be a sovereign unless you're under the authority of the sovereign of sovereigns, the Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth. But there's many people that try to claim that they're sovereign, but yet without first submitting to the sovereignty of the Creator, who is the only one that can give sovereignty. Because he said, I call you mighty ones in Yochanan 10, which is a quote from Psalms, actually. So if he's calling us to be mighty ones when he is the only almighty one, that he expects us to be kings and priests to him, or sovereigns and priests to him, by not being under subjection to artificial beings. Artificial beings are corporations, are fictions, what they call legal fictions. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's lawful in Yahweh's Torah, or instruction manual, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the Torah. And he says not to contract or covenant with a heathen government or a heathen nation, else you would be stumbling and falling into the trap of being under subjection to them, hence losing sovereignty ability. You would lose the ability to be sovereign if you contracted with the heathen. You'd lose your sovereign ability to be a mighty one in his kingdom, when that's all we can be, a mighty one, not the almighty like some of those churches out there, a.k.a., well, you know who you are. I won't go there. I don't want to throw rocks in anybody's belief, but there's no way, no, I don't want to say that term, but no living being made in the image of the Almighty can be the creator. There's just no way. There's just so many different beliefs out there that says, oh, yeah, you can become your own deity. Impossible. We can be a mighty one. We can be a king and priest to him, but we can't take the place of the creator or put ourselves on par with the creator. That's what Satan, a.k.a. Lucifer, tried to do. He thought, well, in fact, he had this knowledge that he couldn't be the Most High, Almighty. He knew he could just be or try or strive to in a false way. He thought he could be like the Most High. He knew he couldn't be the Most High, so at least he had that understanding. But his problem was he thought just being like him, or thinking he could be like the Most High, would still give him the ability to, you know, try to take over or at least be on par with the Creator, when in reality he couldn't deceive all of the heavenly hosts. Now, could he? He did deceive one-third of them, though. But he didn't deceive the righteous two-thirds that remained in their heavenly habitation and estate with the Creator, Yahweh the Father. And his heavenly hosts always behold, they always behold the face of the Father, according to the book of Revelation, I believe it states, or the Brit Kodeshah does state that the angels, the heavenly hosts, always behold the face of the Father. But the fallen angels, of course, went down with the fallen one, the fallen angel. Well, I would say HaShatan, basically, is the name in Hebrew. But the Almighty, Yahweh, wants us to choose him instead of choosing Satan's system and Satan's kingdom, because Satan's kingdom is very diverse. He works through, in Ephesians 6, it says that we're wrestling not with flesh and blood, but he works through, you know, principalities and powers, Satan does, spiritual wickedness in high places that he ordains. He has a false, evil, diabolical anointing on his bidders who do his bidding. And Yahweh says that we are to come out from among them, be separate, saith Yahweh. He said, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you to myself, Yahweh states. So if you desire to be in his kingdom, you can't be in both kingdoms at the same time. I mean, we, you know, can only serve one master. He said that no man could serve two masters, that we would either hate the one and cling to the other, love the one, and or despise the other. He said you can't serve Yahweh and Mammon. And that's important to understand, because there's a lot of people that believe that, well, you know, we don't need to keep his commandments, but yet they carry his commandments around with them in their Bible. And isn't there something wrong with that picture? It sure is. Or they'll say, well, those commandments were for a different category of people, and it wasn't for our time and our day. And these are all excuses Satan has propagated through people, false prophets, false teachers, to get people sidetracked away from his kingdom. So Yahweh says we have to submit ourselves to him and his commandments, or we would not be eligible to be in his kingdom. Because he said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. And he said that there was the other way, the broad way, and that leadeth to destruction. So we do need to take on the full responsibility and full liability for our action, what we choose. And he said a man, you know, is born a few days and full of trouble, but Yahweh can heal you and give you victory if you come out of this world system. That's why he said that Babylon was going to fall in the last days. And in case you don't know, you know, Babylon is mysterious. It's a mystery. They called it Mystery Babylon in the Torah, in the Book of Revelation as well. It mentions Mystery Babylon is falling, and it is falling, and it's going to continue to fall. But before it falls completely, it will give the appearance that it's growing rapidly. And it has grown rapidly. And its goal is to destroy freedoms. Its goal is to divide and conquer. Its goal is to get people away from the Creator's true name, Yahweh. YHWH, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, which is Yahweh's name in Hebrew, the four Hebrew letters. Look at Psalms 119, gives you a good Hebrew alphabet, because in the last days Yahweh says he's going to restore to the people a pure language. That doesn't mean you got to learn Hebrew to be saved or anything, but it does mean you need to know the Hebrew name of the Creator and take on his name in immersion to experience his redemption and his salvation, and indeed to have his precious blood applied to you. And immersion is indeed one of the most highlights of, in fact, my personal life. And it would be yours if you trust in his name. He said, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. Did you know, if you tuned in to the first time to the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN, did you know that the name of Yahweh was taken out of your Bible, English Bible? Originally, it was there in the Hebrew original First Covenant and Renewed Covenant, what they call more commonly Old New Testament. It was in there over 7,000 times combined, and it was taken out deliberately to deceive you into getting into paganism. That's right. Yahweh wanted us to know his name, and he said that my people, he said, which are called by my name, if they humble and pray and seek my face, he said, then they would hear. I would heal their land, and then they would hear from heaven. I will heal their land, and he could also heal their mind. I'll heal their spirit. I'll heal their body. I'll heal their hurts, their emotional wounds inside, internally, externally. Yahweh was a healer, and he's healed my body. I remember I used to have asthma when I was 17, and I remember him touching me, just praying, just a simple prayer, and he'll heal you of your hurts, your wounds. He loves us all regardless of where you're at. You could be thinking all these diabolical things, and yet Yahweh still loves you. Did you know that? No matter how much evil you've conjured up in your life, or how much evil you've done, no matter how much sin or transgression of Yahweh's Torah that you've committed, Yahweh still loves you. He can still forgive you. You're still eligible. You're still a candidate to be welcomed into his kingdom with open arms. I mean, that's the kind of creator we're serving, a merciful Almighty. Regardless of if we've never kept his Sabbath or his new moons or feasts or not known his name, his all-important name of Yahweh, he still loves you. He still is calling you to still observe those things and to be welcomed into his kingdom. Those are critical elements of his kingdom, folks. I mean, you can't underestimate that, because all the apostles did was to lay a groundwork, an exampleship. The Almighty Messiah gave the first example, and then he trained his disciples to give another example. After his resurrection and ascension, they kept the weekly Sabbath. And the weekly Sabbath, again, is right now as I speak. For the next 4 weeks, just to translate on the pagan calendar, not perpetually, just for the next 4 weeks, will be from what they call Sunday night to Monday night, wherever your time zone's at. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
For the final segment of the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, I'm Zach Daniel, Repair of the Breach. And again, before the break, we were talking about this is the first Sabbath of the sixth moon. And it's not perpetually, the Sabbath is not perpetually Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, Monday, or any other pagan day of the week. It just so happened that the new moon rose last week, as I stated earlier on the broadcast, from last week, Sunday night to Monday night, was the new moon day. So therefore, the Sabbath will be Sunday night to Monday night to translate on the pagan calendar for the next 4 weeks. So that's really important when you come to Yahweh and you want to serve Him and keep His name. And as we touched on earlier, the translator, the lying pen of the scribes, fulfilled in Jeremiah 8:8 and 9, prophesied about and fulfilled later in the monks monkeying out the manuscripts up in the monastery where they were getting out translations. And of course, you get all these New English versions today that are pretty much in tow to get people deceived and off the track of Yahweh's name by calling Him Jesus, Lord, or God, or Jehovah, which never were His name. And so these are very important things to keep in mind, because we're commanded in the Torah in Exodus 23:13 not to utter a pagan deity's name out of our lips. Don't let it be heard from our mouth. And yet God goes back to Zeus worship. It was a pagan deity of money and mammon, fortune and destiny. In Isaiah 65:11, Yahweh prophesied about a people and said, "You are they that prophesy that forsake Yahweh for God." And that's exactly what this country's done predominantly. And of course, Jesus goes back to Jesus, Jesus, Iesus, Isis, and all the different languages. It goes back to all these pagan deities, and people are calling Him things that He never responded to when He walked on the earth, because it never was invented at the time. The letter J was the last letter invented or added to the English alphabet. 1828 Webster's Dictionary will tell you that. But if you'd like to correspond with us, you can reach us via email at zachdaniel@yahoo.com. And I would love dialogue with you, and hopefully next week we'll have a little bit better sounding quality broadcast, hopefully, for you. We've got, like I said, some new equipment, and I got a good friend of ours, Kat, out there listening, helping us with some of the technical stuff here that we're going to improve upon. And of course, Thomas doing a great job there in our studios there in Round Rock, RBN Studios, and just keep on supporting the network, folks, and patronize the products there at RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. Right after the Shabbat, do something, you know, to help the network to continue on and get stronger and strengthen the network. But again, you can reach us at Zach Daniel, ZAKKDANIEL, at yahoo.com. And be glad to try to help you in any way we can, counsel, share scriptures, and if you need any help in any way, we're trying to. My wife and I, we just started feeding the homeless out here in Arizona. In fact, Arizona is one of the worst states when it comes to taking care of the needy. And so we're trying to, in a small way, trying to help some homeless folks, the widows, the orphans, and the native. There's a lot of them out here that are homeless, and we need to feed them. So if you'd like to help in any way, desire to help in any way, we got a pizza parlor help giving us some kosher cheese pizzas out there. And appreciate their help as well. If you'd like to help in any way, you can email us at ZachDaniel, ZAKKDANIEL, at yahoo.com. And we'll definitely go towards helping the homeless and feeding the hungry and the poor. That's what all the Torah is about, is going out and reaching out to people who are less in stature or in need, or more in need than you. Yahweh loves us all the same. No respect for person. And really is what we're called to do, folks. Stay tuned till next week. May Yahweh bless you. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.